So the number one argument that you have with your spouse, the number one argument, what did you think it is?
Money.
All the guys at work, 90% said asking your spouse what they want to eat will turn into a fucking argument every time. I like, damn, they even happen with white people and Mexicans and Hispanics.
Yeah,
everybody, it's the same thing.
That shit be like, it be in my algorithm and shit. Like, what you want to eat? Like, we gonna really get into that shit later, but like, I fucking hate that shit. And it's always like, whatever you want.
Yeah, I hate that. And I always say shit that I know they ain't gonna eat. And then it's like, and then they're like, oh, you know I don't eat that. And I'm like, well, baby, what you want? I learned a long time ago with a woman, if you choose a place and they don't like it, bro, they gonna be mad at you. But if they choose it, they can't get mad. So,
well, I learned this from three co-hosts back. Just tell them where you're going. Tell them where you're going and say you want something from here.
Damn, that might work. I might need to.
Yeah,
and try. I was that. Like, I'm going here. What you want?
That's why I've been doing that, man. And like,
what's the success rate?
Oh, she'll be like, I'm good. I don't want nothing.
Shit, I'm gonna start doing that.
But yeah, but what you call it? Motherfucker got mad at me because she went out of town and her friend came and watched our daughter for us and shit because I had to work and all that. And I brought food home. And she was like, oh, thank you for bringing the food home. And my wife was like, he don't be bringing food home. And I was just like, because I just brought food home and she liked it.
She didn't complain.
Right. She was like, oh, thank you. Like, you even like, I don't want that shit. It got chicken on the bone. Ugh.
She'll eat chicken on the bone?
Not for real.
Yeah, my wife just started eating chicken and bones, so she moved to Atlanta. I said, what have you been doing?
Oh, so they just, oh, okay.
I'm like,
okay.
You been eating chicken tenders? You too grown to be eating chicken tenders.
Oh, she love a boneless wing. I'm like, nigga, them chicken nuggets,
chicken
man.
Chicken tenders, man. Chicken nuggets.
50 years old eating chicken nuggets.
My wife didn't have subs until she moved to Atlanta.
Like sub?
Yeah.
Like Subway?
Like Subway. Love. She love Firehouse now.
Really?
Except before you go home, can you go get me an Italian sub?
I know y'all got that in the fucking...
Yeah, she never went. I like, you just bypassed it. Never went to Subway. Never went to Quiznos. Never went to none of them places.
Wait till she eat a hoagie.
Oh, she might go crazy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she go like, the best thing since sliced bread. Yeah, she don't... Bone-in wings. And she don't eat drums. No, she don't eat flats. She hate drums.
Oh, I'm the other way around.
I love drums, but I don't picky. Like, we go out to eat. I'm like, whatever
I'm gonna
you
eat
bring
the wings.
Me. Yeah, whatever you bring me.
But, like, you know, if I got it, I'll pay the extra $5 to get all drums.
Man, sometimes she would pay and they don't have it, so we just switch off. But she like her food, her wings spicy. I don't really do spicy.
Yeah.
I had to tear my stomach up. But
I was about to say, I'm an old nigga. Yeah. All that shit.
Yeah, my stomach be, you know, I had to take some Pepto-Bismol afterwards.
Man, I had some other shit. I thought it would have been money, but that is the number one. Number some, one. Like, everyday type shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, money.
It's like, when you get deep into it, it's like money, time being spent, and misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah. Time spent might be number two. You love that gym.
Yeah, and it's just like,
I loved it. I'm trying to live till I'm 70. It's crazy, though. It's crazy. Like,
man, we was talking about shit in therapy, talking about spending time, and she was just like, yeah, but your ass is just run up to Nashville. And I was like, the draft and homecoming, the shit I've been doing for like before I met you.
She said it goes away when the baby gets here.
Nigga, please. Nigga, please. Like, come on, man. Like, what is we doing? Like, I don't. It's such a. They want what they want. When they fucking want it.
Yeah. Tread lightly, man. Tread lightly.
You right. Let's start the show.
People on that goofy shit.
I hate them.
These people out here tweaking, bro.
I hate them.
If you ready for the show, say.
I hate them.
Say.
I hate them.
Say.
I hate them.
Welcome to the I Ain't Going Show, where anything goes except us. I'm your host, CJ.
On some CJ-ish.
And I'm here with my boy, my co-host, Big Chris, up in here. I still ain't got it yet, so you still getting this.
This nigga scared.
I don't know why I get that one. Like, I ain't never act.
Because you on some, like, man, somebody gonna see this and we gonna get fired.
Oh yeah. I know, every day I'm sweating. I'm like, and every day a new coworker finds this and be sending to me like, look what I found. Yes, I posted it, motherfucker. Yeah, you gonna see it every time. I posted it.
And we are here to debate, relate, berate, and be great. And as usual,
it's homie time right now, okay?
What's been up with you? What's going on, man? Boy, you know, birthday, you know, birthday boy week and all that shit.
Birthday week, and I just came from the, you know, rubbed my head a little bit. You know, went to the Carolina game.
Seen the W,
man. Got a lot of hate from the Falcons fans.
Ooh, won't they do it?
And then, you know, by the end of the third quarter, they started leaving. I'm like, why y'all leaving for, man? And my wife like, you ain't talking junk. I said, baby, I can't talk junk to the junk. Say 0-0. I got to make sure we got this win in the bag before I talk junk.
Yeah.
Before the game, well, all the Falcons fans from Atlanta were hitting me up. Oh, man, you know, it was a good game. Congrats. Some numbers I don't even know was hitting me up from Atlanta. I'm like, nah. Talk that shit y'all was talking before I left, man. But yeah, man, it was a good time. My wife enjoyed the game. She had on her Redskins jersey, though. I was like, baby. And she rooting for the team, and everybody kept looking. I said, baby, they're looking at you because you got on a Redskins jersey. And you in the Charlotte Stadium. Like,
she's like, this is my team. I'm
wearing. Yeah, she's like, it's my baby team, so I'm going with them. Yeah. So, yeah. Had a good time.
Y'all ain't in the same division, so, you know.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it's just like, what you doing?
Yeah, man. I'll say that for later, man. But how was your week, man?
My week was, first of all, fuck that. You had good ass seats, man. You said the bitch. I was like, oh, that nigga right there.
Oh, yeah. My wife looked out for my birthday, man. You know, I could almost. Dapper Bryce, man. It was hot as hell. That sun was right there. Like, she brought me a towel. I was sweating like a mug. But yeah, she got some good seats. And now I'm bougie, you know. I went to a game with her daddy years ago when we was in the Section 100. So everywhere I go, I'm like, man, we ain't in the Section 100. I ain't trying to sit, bro.
I can watch this at the crib.
Yeah, because the first time I went to the Panthers game, that was when Cam Newton first got there. We was like way in the back. Like, I was touching the back of the stadium. I was like, damn, it was looking like little micro people. I'm like, damn, I don't know if that's
like
Cam
the old
Newton.
School man
yeah,
view.
Yeah, I didn't know that was Cam Newton. Looked like little needles, bro. But nah. But it was a good thing, man.
That's what's up, man. Man, my week been cool, man. I watched that game at a little kid birthday party. I gave it a pass because I'm like, all right, man. She just went to a new school. This one of her best friends, his best friend as a 3-year-old can have. And, you know, when you first walked in there, she was happy as hell. They was running around and shit like SpongeBob and Squidward. So I was like, you know, it's cool. But then they was trying to cut the game on, and nobody knew how to – they ain't had the apps to work the game. You know, I had Reds on my phone, and they was watching some bullshit where just showed the highlights. I'm letting niggas know, like, hey, they winning. Oh, they just scored. Big dude just blocked it, ran it back. So, I mean, it was cool, man, but, like, I got to watch – most of the Bears game at home.
Oh, yeah.
But I
know y'all excited about that. I was kind of pissed because we got the bet going. I said, damn.
No, I was happy as hell. I was like, ooh, we got the same record.
Then you got him in your fantasy and he went ham. I said, damn.
Yeah.
Damn. I think, don't I play you this week?
Yeah. And you fucking winning. You got Seahawks defense. I'm like, God damn, 19 off the defense.
No, I'm telling you, dog. I'm like, the Cardinals, I kept telling everybody the Cardinals ain't that good. I always choose the defense every week. That's how I win in fantasy. I choose what defense going.
I've been doing that too.
Because I ain't
in my
got
other leagues.
Because, you know, my quarterback got hurt in that league. You know, I had Cincy. I had Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me over.
Yeah, I'm
bro.
Feeling that in my 2QB league and shit, man. But. Other than that, man, we've been cool, man. I've gotten back on my healthy shit. I put down the fried chicken. I've been walking at the work.
Bro, we just had some wings outside, bro.
Nah, I ain't got no wings. That. I ain't no wings. I've been what did I eat for dinner? A salad. Had a motherfucking salad, man. And some beer.
I'm trying to do better. You know, I got a salad with a beer. Usually it's wings and a beer.
I ain't drank since Monday. You know what I'm saying? And I was debating on drinking today.
Damn.
But, you know, my little cousin came to town, even though I ain't drinking with her, but
celebrate. You here? Let's drink.
Just any type of excuse, man. But we've been cool, man. You know, I can't complain. I'm very happy to be here. Yeah, man. But let's get into Black History in the Making. Black History in the Making, as we always say, we want to shout out our ancestors for everything they did for us to get to this point right here. And we also want to shout out the good Black people that are doing things right now to help us progress. So, again, with the black history in the man. You would swear he went to HBCU, man, the way he be coming up with these black facts and all this, man. I'm like, damn.
And the crazy part, I'm like, damn, I need to do a black history. I'm like, damn, I already did one. Damn, where the hell I do it? I don't know.
It's just running through his veins, man.
Nah, man. I just be trying to find something, man. It'd be kind of hard some weeks, but, you know, I find
it
something.
It don't seem like it.
Nigga,
you sit up here like Tuesday, like, oh, he got it already? Oh, damn, I ain't bad. Shit, I have some, but fuck it. This seems better. But he got the first all-black female fire crew in Arkansas. Pull this up. I looked at it early. I ain't got it up right now though. But what you call it? Contrary to popular belief, black women do have the mental capacity to do all type of shit.
Yes, because I know a lot of guys that went to the training to be a firefighter and they quit. Talking about it was too demanding, carrying that stuff on your back and business part. I'm like, dang.
I had a couple years where I was trying to be a firefighter and like I kept going through all the what you call it? Not the actual training, but like the prerequisites to get into it. Like mm-hmm. You gotta drag the body this many feet, you got to go up the ladder, this many stories, hold on to the side this many times, go up this many stairs. So just to actually even be interviewed, mm-hmm. You got to do a lot of shit.
So I guess you didn't become one.
I got through everything, interviews and all that. They was just like, I think it's because of my record.
You got a record? Damn.
Not really. I had a DUI in 2008. So
luckily, I never have a DUI, man. Luckily,
shout out to you, man.
Now, I've been admitted a million times I've been drunk, and you ever been driving, and you remember the movie called Biker Boys when he had a little pigeon? That's how I be driving. I'm like, bro.
Like the old school man with your physical.
Bro, one time we leaving the club, man. I was trying to be cool, man. It was the median. I ran over the median. Cool. And I had a little Honda. I'm like, oh, it's cool. Just the median. I played it off. It's just a bump, bump, bump.
Every nigga play off hitting some shit when they drunk the same way. Damn, what the fuck? Oh, damn, man. It's cool. It's cool.
All the girls are looking. I like,
man. Oh, yeah, girls are looking.
I'm like, yeah, we good. Shout out, we good.
You go look at your shit the next day, RAM scraped up. Like, damn.
Yeah, I definitely scraped the rim off. I thought I bit it because I hit it head on and went like a dang.
I ain't even see that shit. Damn. Yeah. Trying to be cool.
Yeah, man.
But what do you call it? Let me read this. A groundbreaking moment just took place in Central Arkansas. As a shout out to my family from Arkansas. It ain't Central. But groundbreaking moment took place in Central Arkansas as first all-black female fire crew officially made history. The crew, made up of brave and skilled firefighters, served a full shift together, marking a powerful milestone representation in public service and emergency response. And it ain't no DI shit, which I don't even want to get into that, but qualified women.
What?
Doing their thing.
What?
On the same shift.
What?
Saving people.
What?
Saving lives.
What?
All races, man. Shut them out.
The only thing I can think about is like how the argument goes at the end of the firefight. You know? We should do it this way. The house is on fire. Like, just all like it. No, I'm not trying to discredit him at all. I just can see how argument can go. And you, like, if my wife was all for it, I could see an argument going. And, like,
man, not laugh. You too.
No,
I'm on the Black History to make it. Hey, we
yeah, salute to them. I'm not discrediting them at all. I'm just saying, like, if one disagreement, I can just see it going left.
Well, you know, it's protocol, so you know, it's stuff lined up.
Yeah,
so
ain't
no point in doing all
you
that.
Like, to fix
you
it
do
up.
This, you do this, you do this.
You trying to fix it up.
It's already there. It's already lined
I see
up.
You trying to
it's
fix it up. I know. I'm let go.
I don't know why you keep saying it.
Yeah, I'm like, let it go, man. Let it go. Let this shit go. Next. Throw it a damn towel.
All right.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, shout them out. All right, let's get into it.
Not you too.
So, anybody that's listening, who your first time listening, we out here in the Atlanta area. So coming out here, dining out, going to bars, clubs, there's all type of little scams that these restaurants and bars do. You look at your bill. If you ain't been drinking that much, you can clearly see some shit. But if you have, you know, you'll wake up the next day, look at your receipt, like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So in the newest thing that's going on in Atlanta, they are charging a quiet time surcharge.
Which is wild.
So a Redditor claimed they were charged a new kind of fee while dining at a nearly empty restaurant. The charge was added before the tip and appeared as a quiet time surcharge on their bill. They asked, what is this? And the server said, management says when it's not busy, you're basically getting the place to yourself. And it's kind of like flying private instead of a commercial. I mean, instead of flying commercial.
20%. That's crazy.
20% because your restaurant
ain't busy.
Ain't busy.
Well, it was almost mad when I got that COVID fee. I said, COVID fee? I ain't got COVID.
I wasn't going out there.
They had
a COVID fee?
Bro, we went to some lounge. And, you know, I'm cool.
A lounge?
Bro, like a hookah lounge. And I'm like, first of all, we doing a COVID fee. You're in here passing fucking pipes and shit. And you worried about fucking COVID fee. Bro, I was pissed as a motherfucker, man. I was like, bro, but I'm trying to pay cool because I was dating my wife at the time.
Oh, okay.
And I was trying to get her so I couldn't look too cheap. I'm cheap, but I couldn't look too cheap.
That ain't even being cheap.
And I'm like, she expect the tip. Your tip was that COVID fee.
Oh yeah, that's over with. When they put the tip
or ahead of me tipping, yeah, he's dead.
I'd be like, oh no, especially when the tip ain't what I was gonna give you. Like I was gonna give you more, but fuck it. Since you're trying to be on that type of shit,
how do you feel at takeout when you go pick up the food?
Nigga, never.
No, they talk about you gonna give a tip. You
can, never
you can tip these nuts.
Never. I appreciate the places that like once you do it and the tip come up. They hit no tip they sell.
Oh, yeah, because you know I'm not giving you a tip.
You know what I'm saying? shout out Gut Busters, man.
Gut Busters.
I mean, like, that tip thing come up. I'm like, y'all, okay, cool. I'm not, though, I drove in here, walked in here.
Yeah, I ain't sit down. I ain't give you no tip.
Sat down, waited for you to call the number. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. But I want to go off on a little tirade, right? It's just crazy how restaurants and service workers will tell paying customers to stay home if they can't afford to come out and eat.
So me and this girl got into it on Facebook. She blocked me. I think I'm still blocked. About tips.
Yeah.
And so what happened was, how much do you usually tip? Like, I do like every dollar. So every 10 I spend, I do a dollar. So this is how I start. I might do more depending on the service. Even bad service, I still try to tip. But most times, if it's by myself and I have like a $20 bill, I might leave leave $4. She's like, that's not enough. I'm not going to give you 10 in my meal, $20. That's crazy.
Yeah, I pretty much tip on, I do like, I already have things in mind. Like I do, like if I go to Doc's and I'm got like 5 Long Islands, I'm going to give them $20.
Yeah, okay.
Just on the strength that it's like, damn, these drinks should cost $100.
Yeah, because they cheap.
And they $30, so I'm going to give you the 20.
Yeah.
Going out to eat by myself, getting $5.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You might get 10 my wife.
My bill was 20. Like, you're getting five.
Well, I take that back, because when I listen to other couples, when they go out and eat, and it's different than me and my wife's bill. Like, we went out with a couple, our bill was like maybe $60. They're jumping like $140, $150. I'm like, but they were buying a lot of drinks.
Oh, okay,
like,
drinks. Yeah, drinks.
Yeah, my wife don't buy a lot of drinks, but I'm like, and she got mad. She's like, oh, you cheap. You should stay home. I'm like, if I'm going out to eat, my meal is $20. I'm not giving you more than 5. Maybe 3. Maybe 5 is like my go-to most times if I spend 20 or more. But yeah, you know, I'm not going crazy.
My thing with this is just like, restaurants keep making up all these different charges and stuff because they can't afford to run a restaurant. And we got to tip them because they can't afford to pay their fucking servers. But then they want to talk shit to us.
So I got one more funny thing. So we went on a company thing. So we went to this little Asian restaurant, and you order all the food you want, but at the end, if you don't eat enough, like you got food left over, they got to weigh it, and you get charged $5 per pound.
I like the buffet.
Yeah, $5. So my homeboy, I ain't gonna say his name, had like a whole bunch of food left over.
I said, he thought he was taking it to the crib.
I said, bro, you bought those pants some bread. Like, you already paid the buffet, and you gonna pay, because $20 for the buffet.
$5 a pound?
$5 a pound. So the other dude was like,
man. Like two scoops of rice.
So old dude like, oh, you want, the other dude got scared and ran out. He like, I ain't got nothing to do with this. I said, look, you see this empty cup? You better get it, put it, start stiffing in this cup. Like, he had a plastic cup, like, stiff it up. And I said, get a napkin, start rolling it up and go to the bathroom. I said, just take it all in the napkin, put it in your pocket.
Hell no. Nah.
Bruh. And the other dude like, I'm not doing this. He should never bought all this food and ran. I'm like, bro. That joke was funny. And the dude looking like, he's scratching his head. I know he had a lot of food. He's like, you ate all that? He said, yeah, I ate it all. Had shit napkins full of food in his pocket.
Bro, the food already cooked, man. Like,
yeah, but he was being greedy, bro. Like, why you keep ordering food?
Oh, because it was on the company dime?
Nah, it was on our dime. But he's like, I want to try this.
Oh, he's being a girl.
Yeah. Almost had to pay, man, almost man. $40 extra.
I know I do this a lot, but fuck y'all restaurants for this shit. It's not our fault that y'all don't know how to run no goddamn business. You can't pay your fucking employees and you can't pay your bills.
Well, they said food getting high. Like, cost of eggs now. Like, I went somewhere.
People
like,
keep talking about the cost of eggs. That was for like 2 months. That was for 2 months. Eggs is back $2.
I'm going to tell you one place I go, and I've been going since I was 15, and I buy the same thing and the price is never the same.
What?
Waffle House. I get an all-star special, and I've been there every time, get the same thing, and it's a different price. I'm like, I don't understand to this day why it's different price.
Well, I accept that from them, because they always been good to me. Like, they always been good to me.
Never have I ever got an all-star special, and it's much, always the same price.
I don't know how much a cheesesteak omelet costs. It used to be $6 back in the day. I don't know what it is now.
I always get an all-star special.
I just figure if I'm going to Waffle House by myself, I'm paying $20.
Yeah. But now it's a little bit more than $20 when I bought the all-star special. I'm like, how?
One all-star was more than
$20? No, it was I did put some peanut butter on my waffle and pecans.
That's
and
like $3.
But look, I'm telling you, the price ain't never the same, bro. I've been going there, never the same. I'm like, I get the same thing.
It's Waffle House, though.
I don't complain. I'm going to Waffle House. I'm hungover.
I had to say, yeah.
I'm hungover. Something going on. Yeah, it's Waffle House.
So, either hungover or niggas is in town. Waffle House.
Oh, my wife loves Waffle House. Let's go to Waffle House.
I do like Waffle House, though. I ain't going
to
flex.
That's why I married her, because she like Waffle House. And,
you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the good dates. Women out here.
Cheap date.
Speaking of being cheap, everybody's coming out. NBA player Michael Porter Jr. What team is he on now? He was on the Nuggets, and they traded him.
Ain't he with the...
Is he on Indiana?
I think not. I don't know why I got them in the...
You would think Blazers. I did all this research and shit.
I think he is.
Not Michael Jordan.
Like, we don't know who
Michael Porter Jr. He is... Damn, they still got him on Denver? I thought he got traded. No, he's on Brooklyn. He's on the Brooklyn Nets. So he was doing an interview on another podcast, and he was talking about splitting rent with his girlfriend. Here go the clip.
I know you're not worth $200 million and was splitting rent with your girlfriend.
You talking about that I should pay for the whole thing?
Absolutely.
She's looking around for her apartments, and she came across one, but it was way out of her price range. It was like double what she could afford. So I was like, you know, this is really nice. I want you to be able to stay here. I want to be able to pull up and stay here. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can you afford? And I'll split it. I'll pay the rest. I said, whatever happens in this relationship for the next year, I'm committed to paying this rent.
Like, you're a year-by-year guy. You committed to the NBA year-by-year. You committed to your woman year-by-year.
Because I'm like, I don't know if we're going to be together. I don't know if this is my wife. I don't know if it's not. So I'm like, okay, for this next year, I got you. Whatever happens, we could break up. I got you for this next year. I split rent with you.
You're going into it with the wrong mindset, though.
I know, but, bro, I don't know. I just didn't know. So then we end up breaking up 5-6 months into the rent. And basically, that's where I'm at now, where I'm like, man, do I keep helping her out? Or is it cooked?
So, have you paid your half of the rent? How does that work if you blocked on shit?
Nah, we were in a little bit of communication. She ended up hitting my phone asking for the bread.
Hell yeah, she gonna keep
Which I don't blame her because she went into that apartment not being able to afford it, and I gave her my word. So
why you just don't send her half for the rest of the year?
Because she need to act right month to month, nigga.
Oh.
Do you think he's wrong?
I do not. Listen to the story. I do not think he's wrong.
No.
He's actually overpaying because they're not together no more. I would have been cut off. So he made a deal with her. I think she couldn't afford the apartment. So he like, I go half on you. You know, if I come over there and kick it, we kick it. But if we break up in that year, I'll pay the half of the rent. And she be hitting him up about it. And the dude was like, why you just don't pay her off for the year? Depends how she act. I might not pay. So I was like, I don't blame him.
Once a month.
I wouldn't have paid. I would like, after we broke up, it's done. But he said he a man of his word. So
I think he's a stand-up guy for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I said I was going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to wait till the year end. I was going through the comments, and the women was tearing his ass up.
Man,
they was, like, doing all the little, because, you know, some women, when they get these internet, what do you call it, quotes? What'd you say, bodies? These internet quotes where it's like, date a generous man and not a stingy man just because he rich don't mean he going, girl, you better than that. I'm like, she can't afford the place.
Yes.
They not together.
And he's still paying the bill.
He's still paying.
That's crazy.
Like, how much more generous can you be? Well, he made all his money. He should pay the whole thing. We are going together.
Yeah, I'm not.
Who the fuck is going together and paying motherfuckers rent?
And they're not even going together. He's still paying the rent.
He's still paying
the
rent.
He better than me because I would have canceled as soon as I would have blocked.
Oh, whole time? And he's within his right to do that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this didn't work out.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I'll never be a sucker.
Dog.
Never be a sucker.
No, and I'm not saying he's a sucker because he's not. He's just a man of his word. I appreciate that, but it's just like, dude, are we really going to sit up here? Is this the type of environment that we in now? I was talking to a motherfucker earlier, and I was like, hey, motherfuckers out here looking for a wife. If you didn't get your girl before COVID, you kind of fucked.
Yeah, it's over.
you kind of fucked.
I'll tell him to my homeboy at work. I said, man, dating these days, man, it's different. Like,
yeah.
Like, he bought an expensive bag for his girl. And I'm like, y'all dating? You spend a bag? I wouldn't even buy a bag like that for my wife.
Tricking.
Nah, tricking. You say it's tricking if you got it.
Everything went up after COVID.
Everything.
Houses. Man. Stone cold these.
Cars.
Houses.
What?
Cars.
Eggs.
What? Interest rates.
What?
Eggs.
What?
And women.
What? Yes.
Everything went up after COVID. If you ain't get your wife before COVID, you...
SOL.
Like a motherfucker. I ain't heard that in a minute.
Yeah, bro, you know I'm old. You know I'm old.
Yeah, because it's just like, man, I be feeling sorry for motherfuckers. Like, they be on the internet like, man, I can't find shit. Like, women and men, this is like, something happened after COVID.
Yeah, they got,
it's just, shit
they ain't
got
trying to work.
Up.
I don't know. This is, these women different, man. Because he said, one dude at work said he went on a date. They went out to eat. She wanted to go somewhere else for drinks. Okay. Then she wanted to go listen to music. I said, "Foo, foo, foo, foo." That's three things in one night. I remember back in the day, we just go out to eat, or we just go to the movies. All right, I'll see you next time.
That sounds like when I was dating my wife. But the
what, price, going all
the prices were cheaper.
Oh shit!
The prices were way cheaper, especially in Chicago. And you know where to go. Prices are way cheaper. We
could
eat here. I spent it'd be $100 for the whole night, and most of that was drinks.
Well, my wife was easy, boy. $20, good night.
Oh yeah, she was too. Like, we was doing all that shit, nigga, $100 the whole night.
Damn.
I found a free place to go fucking listen to music.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
We go eat. She ain't gonna eat that much. I know how much money I got, so I'm not, I ate before I got here.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, you used to do that?
Yeah,
I used to do
that
too. I eat before I get it. Let me get a 2 for $2. Double cheeseburger.
I got here.
So you're not that hungry? Nah, I ain't that hungry.
Yeah, we go get a drink. She can't drink that much. Nigga, $100.
One drink.
We went everywhere. I got $10 of gas in my car. Nigga, $100.
Oh, yeah,
night.
Yeah, gas
she
back in the day.
A fucking time.
Yeah, gas back in the day, boy. $2 fill up, you know, about $10 fill up your tank. Now,
$300
yeah,
on some first day shit. Like, I don't even know if I like you.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, then they going, like, my boy, like, you can't start off going to STK. You got to keep that shit up.
Motherfucker sitting up here talking about SCK ain't shit.
Oh, shit. Damn.
I done heard that shit. I heard SCK and Roof Chris ain't shit. Damn. I'm like, wow.
Okay. He said he took it to Port Calvin's. I'm like, I'm looking at the price of these
on the first date?
Yeah.
Took it to Port Calvin's?
I say, if you going to all these places, what are you going to take? Where's up from here?
I took my wife to Port Calvin's for her birthday.
Oh, shit. I ain't never been to
Port Calvin's. We was married.
I think I took her to Papa Do's for her birthday last year. And we went during the day because I was trying to get in and out.
Oh, yeah.
So
and less specials.
Yeah, and it wasn't high, but yeah, I couldn't date these days. I mean,
No. I always say it, like, if I didn't have my wife, I'm going back where you used to hang out at. I'm going to the hood, find me a nice little hood girl that appreciate hood shit.
Yeah, but then they get ghetto, and then
I said hood, I didn't say ghetto. There's a difference. Yeah, some of them got decent head on their body and shit like that, man. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, but hey, man, prayers to all you brothers and sisters out here that are in this new environment and with these new rules, and none of y'all know what's going on or what y'all want and what y'all don't. Y'all know what y'all don't want, but y'all don't know what y'all want or need. So prayers up to y'all niggas. We still on the topic. Still on the topic. Because we're talking about relationships. But now we're talking about relationships with your homegirl. Because you got female friends, right?
Yeah.
So do I. And it's an interesting clip that with this young lady who's talking about what she demands from her homeboy. Here you go.
You're my homeboy, but you're still a man, so there are things that I expect from you even though we're not in a romantic relationship. Number one, if you are in the car with me while I'm getting gas, you are pumping my gas. I also expect you to put me on the correct side of the sidewalk. Number three, you are the DDH, designated door holder. Why would I be opening the door? You are a man. I don't expect you to cover anything financially, and I don't expect you to carry my bags if we go shopping, although that one pains me and it took a lot of growth.
It's like the standards to date is increasing. Now she's saying the standards just to be your friend is increasing. Every day you wake up, it's like a responsibility put on your shoulders. They want to be treated like a girl. You're not my girl, bro. I'm going to treat you like what you are. So if I give you all these privileges, what do I have left to give my shorty now?
It's very interesting how men, when we're in relationships, we have to do husband duties. Now we got homeboy duties. Why we keep having duties and responsibilities and they're hidden behind gender roles?
Yeah.
The same thing that women don't want to be forced to do. They constantly are the main ones who's telling you how gender is a construct and all of this stuff is construct. But they're the ones that are mainly enforcing these
requirements. Yeah.
These roles onto society.
All right, now with that, and with your homegirls, do you feel any obligations when hanging out with them? If so, like, what are they?
So my best homegirl act like a nigga, so I ain't got to worry about it.
Okay.
So I ain't got to really open no doors or nothing. She's like, what you doing, man? Like, nah, but I listen to what she's saying, like, walk on the side of the road, pump her gas, hold her bags. I'm like, we ain't dating. That's dateable offenses. Like, I didn't know the homeboy stage has went up. Like, the standards have went up after COVID. I'm like, everything has changed since COVID. I'm like, we don't go together. Like, even the chicks I would mess with in college, I ain't do all that.
It's like a standard to be my friend. Like, I don't get me wrong. It's a standard for everybody to be your friend and all. But it's just like, okay. Now, with me, with that, like, on the side of the road, like, if I think about it, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, pump gas. If it's nighttime, I think about it, I'm going to do it. But not like motherfuckers just going to sit in the car like, I'm waiting on you.
Oh, yeah. I'm the type of person, you tell me to do something, I probably ain't going to do it. Now, if I do it out the kindness of my heart.
Yeah.
Now, I've been in my homegirl house, and I'm about to leave. I said, let me get the trash. You know, the trash.
Now,
if you tell me to get the trash, now I might blink. But now I might still do it, but, you know, it depends on how you ask me.
Like, because I had a homegirl from back in Chicago. We went to church together. She had a podcast with this other dude who was, like, her best friend or whatever. And they were on there talking, and she was like talking like cash money shit. She was like, when I'm with you, I already know. We at my house, I'm not touching the trash. And if I see a door, I'm not touching the door. And I'm just like, and he was just like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm a real man. And I was like, that's a little extreme, you know, like you said, like, hey, could you grab the trash for me?
Yeah,
I get it for you. Like,
oh, damn, get the door. Like, I get the door for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I get the door for anybody. If I'm walking in front, I'm going to open the fucking door. But, you know, especially for my wife, I'm going to do that shit. My wife, any woman in my life, I'm going to try to do that shit. But, like, the whole, like, if you don't do this, I'm just going to sit here and look stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll walk in this motherfucker and start buying drinks.
Yeah. I had a homegirl like that in college. We go out and she was like, I said, can you get the dough for me? Get the dough for you. You better come in this door or you ain't going to get in. She like, I'm trying to train you for the right woman. I'm like, you ain't training me for nothing.
I don't know. I know how to do that shit. We just ain't fucking.
Yeah, like, hey, there's
and
no,
I'm not trying to.
There's no benefit for me doing this for you.
Yeah, like, these things are pluses.
Yeah.
I don't think they should be expected as your friend. Well, you know, I think it should be like, it's like general courtesy. Like, if you thinking about it, you doing it, you in a position to do it, oh, yeah. But if I'm doing some shit and you just standing by the door like, this is your arms for, like, you my fucking wife.
Yeah. I don't know. My wife says her homeboys, they make her walk inside when they walk in, pump her gas, pay her meal. I was like, oh, what
that's fine. That's fine. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. I'm saying, like,
if you telling me
if they don't do it, like, yeah, you shaming them and fucking like, what the fuck you do? I'm not like, yeah, I went for that.
See, as you can see, the more you fuck around, the more you're gonna find out.
And that's why she probably single.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna say some shit, but anyway. But on the same topic, besides your wife, you ever been put in the friend zone or put yourself in the friend zone?
You know, my wife put me in the friend zone for 12 years.
I know. I said besides your wife.
Yeah, girls put me in the friend zone, man. You know it.
Oh, let me finish.
Oh, okay.
You ever put yourself in the friend zone or been put in the friend zone and then your homegirl hated on your shorties?
So, what, the one that you put in the friend zone or? You said like, the one that hated on you. The one you put
like
in the friend
she hated on your the girls you got.
Yeah, yeah. So yes, I have been put in the friend zone, and I have put a homegirl in the friend zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember when I did it to her, and I felt bad. I said, damn, this is what the chicks be doing to me. Because the first one I ever did it, and she was like, and we was at a party. She's like, Chris, I really like you. And I was drunk, and I said it so smooth. I said, well, I don't feel the same. I don't feel the same thing.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, I said it nice. And she's like, oh, that's real. That's real. So we came cool. But then I started trying to like mess with like other girls. She was like, that's your type? You like her? She don't want you? Chris ain't. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? She be running in it like you doing too much interference because you acting like a homie, but you walking up and they think we doing something. You need to back up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not the hating
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she was in the way, man. She in the way, man.
Oh, man. Hate.
So what'd you end up doing with her?
We were just cool, but I think she tried a couple of more times, and I'm like, yeah,
you never heard from her again when you got married?
Nah, she actually, we still talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she still talk.
All right.
And then you know what my wife like, she liked the picture. She's like, oh, you fucked her? Huh? I was like, baby, chill out. God damn, I don't fuck everybody that like, baby, I'm not that attractive. No, you ain't worried about everybody thing. I'm like, I'm hitting.
I don't know if this happened to you, but my wife be shitting on my old work.
Your old work?
Like my old girls I used to fuck around with.
Nah, she ain't.
You just said she did.
Well, she said, did I fuck her?
She ain't say,
oh, I can't believe you hit that. No, that was that one, that older lady I hit. She like, I seen her. I was like, oh, you trying to. I said, I seen your catalog too now, baby. One of the guys you dated, they called radio. I'm going to let that sit in. I'm going to let that. I ain't gonna say nothing else, but they call them radio now. We can.
Oh shit! Yeah, I ain't never seen what you call it. None of my wife old niggas and shit. I really don't care to or whatever. She's describing it to me and shit. I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever. Apparently, she likes tall, light skinned niggas.
Well, my wife tastes weird, man. Like it go from Morris Chestnut to Slim Thug to Ruben Studdard. Like she like what she like in phases. And so I'm like,
I mean, I guess it's like me. Like, I don't have a type. Nah. And apparently I'm a red flag because I don't have a type. I just like what I fucking like. And
what I like. You
know, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, I think this motherfucker is attractive. I like their personality or whatever. But I don't have a, like, this is what I date all the time. Like, my shit all up and down the spectrum.
I'm trying to go back to all the ones I mess with. Like, can I be like, ugh, did I really mess? It's only one. I'm like, it was a cold, dark night.
Warren G.
Warren G. Like, there's only one I can say that to. But yeah, she don't know. But she know him, though. As soon as they start liking, she be like, she like it in post.
She going up in there.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I don't care who
you
like
fuck. You. This is what you fuck?
Yeah.
This is what you like to do?
She like, she commenting on your post. How she know how you used to talk in college?
Because we went to college together. Yeah, like,
she was around me. We went to the same college.
Nah. Y'all fucked.
I said, baby, I ain't got a lot of you. You know everybody I mess with. Shoot. Y'all about to say it. I like.
That's a good marriage. You know nah. What I'm saying? Me and my wife weren't friends before we got married and shit.
Nah, see, the problem with my wife, I told her too much. So, but now she comes around my work friends and she start about to say stuff. I'm like, baby, they don't know about that.
Oh.
So you gotta shut up. Oh, I thought they knew. No.
There's been a time where I, brought up. Matter of fact, me and different times, me and my brother-in-law have said some shit that we thought that never mind. That's not the same thing. Now I'm thinking about it. Never mind.
Anywho, yeah. Whoop-de-doo.
Right? Whoop-de-doo. He never gonna lay that down. Oh, man, you had a semi can't be bought up here, man, with the sending your spouse to jail.
Oh, yeah. Definitely sending to jail.
Definitely. Big Chris says, would you send your spouse to jail for 2 years for $200 million?
Definitely.
I got to ask this first. I got a couple of questions. Do we get the money off top or after?
You
got
to do it after.
You get the money
read,
after.
It's after what I read.
Ooh. Is it county or prison?
It said prison, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Like, okay. She'll be fine in prison.
What?
County, she get fucked up in county. Prison's cool. Prison has got more rules. County is kind of it's a free for all a little bit.
I told them, make sure she can't get out in them 2 years. I don't need the money mess. So she got to be stayed in there. Whatever she say, don't let out.
Yeah, she going to jail.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, I'll put something on her books. But she said the same thing for me.
Yeah.
She said, that's why you in the gym for, right? I said, no. Is that no, that's not why I'm in the gym. Not to go fight off Big Bob. Nasty Nate. That's not why I'm not in the gym.
Nasty Nate. Yeah, nigga, you going to be in there like, what you call Will Ferrell? Get hard. God, start keistering.
I'm going to become a Muslim.
Yeah, she got to go. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be there every Sunday.
Yeah, I'll put some
every
on the
Sunday.
Books.
And then when they had a little, you know, they be having like plays and shit like that. We'll come out there to that shit.
Little play.
But yeah, you got to do that 2 years, man. We're going to be straight.
Yeah, what? $200 million?
Yeah, she got to go.
I said, the house be banging when you come out. I have a mansion. You have your car. Have you a business?
Business?
Yeah, we start our business. I'm trying to get her a business. Like something she can make money off of. Like we can have somebody run the business.
Make money.
Beauty and the Black.
Yeah, $200 million. I ain't fucking working. And neither is she.
We gotta have money, man.
She probably leave me after this, but you know. You take 150, I take the 50.
What? Shit. Dude, shit.
She did all the time. You taking the 200?
No, we doing half, 50-50.
Damn, this Big Red.
It's a marriage. It's a marriage, 50-50. I'm not.
Oh, because you been out here raised. Oh, yeah, I
had to raise my son without a mother. You know how that did to me?
After you sent her to jail.
She wanted to go for the family. She went for the family, bro.
Equal rights, I guess. You know what I'm saying? 50, but yeah, 50. Yeah, she gotta go. Like, yeah, nigga, gotta go.
I said, shoot. I do the same. I would drop I off.
I do the same, man. I do. I bust down to 2 years.
You do 2 years, huh?
Yeah,
I'll do two 200 years.
200 mil? Too. Yeah. Because I've been seeing niggas that been falsely accused, been in jail for like 25 years. They getting like 2 and 10 mil.
Yeah.
200?
200, yeah.
Get on up in there, dog. You know what I'm saying? If they start bullying you, you know.
Dude, like, when you get out, I'm going to pay you. I'll pay you.
Not even that. We paying them right now. Like, what they need, some soups, some honey buns.
That was
like,
some Newport's carton.
Like, every 2 weeks, let me know what you need, man. Let me know what you need.
That shit going to add up. You ain't going to have no money by the time you got out of prison trying to pay everybody.
No. We paying them right then with the regular money that I get. You getting the whatever commissary they need. Go ahead, give them that shit, man. You gonna be good. Hey, join the nation.
That's what I'm saying.
Join the nation.
Bean Pie brother.
Join the nation. Put on a hijab. Do all that shit, man. Just chill.
As soon as I get out,
stay out the way.
Put that pork.
Get
up.
You a job in there. We got you. We come to see you every Sunday, every holiday, all that shit. Conjugal visits, you know what I'm saying? We'll, you know what I'm saying, commune with you and your girlfriend if you got to get one.
Do you think your wife can make it that long, and knowing your wife?
Yeah. She not a braid hair and shit.
You think she going to be somebody?
No. I think she... People like my wife, you know. She ain't gonna go up in there and act tough. She gonna go in there and try to make friends.
That's my wife. She gonna be friends with everybody.
Yeah, she gonna be friends. She gonna know how to braid hair.
That might be a bad thing or a good thing.
She gonna be in there making hair products for these bitches.
Oh, I got something for your scalp. Get this toothpaste mixed with it.
No, she gonna be good in there, man. She know how to cook. She'll be fine.
I think we're making, you know, noodles.
I'm gonna have a tougher time.
She can make noodle lasagnas and stuff. Like.
Yeah, she'll be fine. She's good. Can she be crazier? I don't know. Only time will tell. So, man, you know, got a new business proposition for you.
I've seen that.
You know? Here's a clip of what could be you and your brethren. So all I'm saying is, you and the Sigmas get together. I ain't gonna take no commission until y'all start getting booked and busy. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to set it up. Y'all just going in, hop around. Now, we ain't gonna do little kid parties. We gonna do bachelorette parties and shit like that. We gonna go to Nashville where the white girls at, you know? And y'all, you ain't gotta get naked. You just hop around and shit.
I'm the worst stepper probably in Sigma history.
Okay, well, you stay in the middle where you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't really gonna see.
I just hyping them up. Hey, man, yeah. I seen that video, man. I sent it to my Kappa homeboy. I said, what y'all doing, man? Y'all shimming at 16-year-old parties, sweet 16s? Like, how that girl know what y'all are?
They trying to rebrand.
They trying to rebrand and try to pay their dues up or something. I was like, what are y'all doing, man?
Gee, I'm just tripping on like how the little girl knew who the fuck they was, and she was just screaming like, it's the noobs,
they here, the noobs came, thank you mom. I'm like, what, how did you know the noobs at 16? Oh Lord, you already know what she
your mama know the noobs.
I said, y'all prone to her to go wild when she go to college.
Yeah.
She like, where the noobs at?
Yeah, shout out to the noobs, man. I know a bunch of them, man. They wild boys.
Yeah, that's crazy. they doing 16-year-old parties. This is wild.
I guess that's what she was asking for and shit, man. Like,
but where'd her mama go? Like, let me go to this HBCU and find me some Kappas. Hey, y'all want to come dance at this little 16-year-old
party? Her daddy might be a Kappa. Or her dad might be a Kappa.
Yeah.
True, or maybe true. They like Boosie and shit. You know, Boosie want to be a Kappa. I'm just saying, this is a nice little, you know what I'm saying, weekend gig for y'all.
Nah, I got to find, we
get them together. Let your people talk to my people.
Oh, you trying to be the manager? You going to be Big Red?
Like I said, no. I'm not going to take nothing until y'all start getting booked and busy. When y'all get an every weekend thing coming on, I just want a little 10%.
Like hey, they busy this week. We got you next week.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You get some more, we split off. Party over here.
At little kids' parties.
No. We're not. I say we focus on the bachelorette parties and birthday parties. Y'all gonna come through? What's y'all song? Y'all got a song?
They got different songs, man. But I'm just trying to figure out.
I'm saying, man.
This is crazy. This is wild.
When I was in school, the Sigmas had a nice little.
Step show, yard show.
For what you call it?
Homecoming.
What was that nigga name? Damn, Huey. What was his song when he was doing this shit? G4 or some shit like that. I'm saying y'all could do that. You know what I'm saying? With the old hoes. The shirts on. Damn. You ain't got to degrade yourself. You just doing the shit you was doing. You was doing the shit you was doing in college.
I wasn't doing none of that shit in college. I would be behind them. Hey, yeah. I'm just behind. I was the hype man. I ain't do none of that shit.
What hype man?
Back that ass up. Come on. I'm just behind them. Yeah. I ain't doing none of that.
That's you. That's you, man. You make some sad money, man. $100 a show.
Nah, that ain't me, bro. My knees don't even move, bro. I can't even do the legs no more.
Well, y'all make up new old nigga shit. That's why the campers do that shit, because they can do that shit at any age. Just do this and move real slow.
Q still be hopping at 50. I'm like, bro, y'all knees good? You see them gold boots? Come on. I was at the store, dude, about 60 with his gold boots on. I said, them Qs never die.
Yeah, they knees be fucked up, but when the music come on, they forget all about that shit. Yeah,
they don't care about it.
I remember my boy bachelor party and shit. We was on a booze cruise. This nigga was sad. He didn't know that everything was free on there. Mm-hmm. He thought motherfuckers had to pay for that shit. I went to the DJ. I was like, play Atomic Dog. He was on there. Doing this shit. That shit came on. He ran, hopped all around that motherfucker. I was like, yeah, I know what to get you. It wasn't until after we got off the boat. Mm-hmm. He was like, wait, all that shit was free? I was like, yeah. That's why we all fucked up. He's like, man, I thought we had to pay for that. I'm like, no. You had to pay for bottle service. But who's doing that? Man, just think about it. All right, so you've been seeing this shit going around where I forgot the name of the show. I don't know if it's a podcast or it's just some dudes doing clips where they like take a shot where you tell me a quarterback that's better than so and so.
Yeah.
So that just made me think of black quarterbacks, because they was doing like Michael Vick and Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know your top five black quarterbacks, and I'll say mine, and then we're going to go into game time.
Is it your black, like, my favorite top five?
Yours. Or? Yeah, yours. And they have to be motherfuckers you've seen.
Like, yeah, same player.
Can you talk about Randall Cunningham?
Yeah, because I never seen him. All right, so number one would be Michael Vick.
Okay.
Because, you know, I grew up in North Carolina, you know, in Virginia around that time, you know, in 2000, Sugar Bowl, Virginia Tech. You know, they lost to Florida State, but that's how I came a Mike Vick fan. And number two, my man, Cam Newton.
Okay.
All-time Panthers passing leader and touchdown leader for Carolina history. Number three, Donovan McNabb.
Okay.
Donovan McNabb. You know, I'm old, so I got, so, you know. Number four, I say Steve McNair, even though they lost Super Bowl 34 at the one-yard line. And everybody get mad when I say this, but I seen him, like, you know, he graduated around the same time I graduated in high school, and he from Virginia too, and he played at NC State and went to Wisconsin, won Super Bowl, could have had two, but
I'm surprised, Russell Wilson.
But I think, like, before it's over, Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes will be on my list. But right now, that's my top five.
I got three of the same ones you got.
Okay,
so I got Cam.
Mm-hmm.
I got McNabb. I got
mm-hmm.
McNair.
Mm-hmm.
But I got Big Trust. I got Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Hurts. Oh, this is a caveat that I did not put on here.
You didn't put Michael Vick?
I didn't put Michael Vick. But I forgot to say that we're not talking about mixed quarterbacks because I know motherfuckers were like, Mahomes. Oh, yeah. Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was something we was, I was looking at. They was like, nah, he mixed. So man, I was like, all right, just, all right, just black quarterbacks. Bro.
Like, I hate when people, he's still mixed. So that means I don't count J. Cole being one of my favorite black rappers.
No.
Halle Berry, one of my favorite black actresses.
This is more so a loophole for the game show. Because if we did it like that, then we couldn't have no game.
Okay.
So there's no offense. I consider Patrick Mahomes black.
Yeah,
who he married to or whatever. Yeah. I seen his dad. And I see how his brother get down. He's black.
Gotcha. But but for the show business.
Yeah. And I got Jalen Hurts.
Okay, Jalen Hurts.
I'm going off career. Whenever I'm ranking any athlete, I'm going off career. I'm not going off skill because that argument is just going on for 3 days.
Yes. I go off like seeing the play and how I like they play time. Like how do I like what they do on the field. That's my.
Yeah. Okay. Know. All right, so with game time, we're going to see which one of these is the best.
Oh, so we both got to agree that this is the best.
Nope, just you.
Okay.
So it's going to be who would you rather have type shit.
Okay. On your team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm going to start out. Cam Newton or Donovan McNabb?
Cam Newton in his prime, bro.
Okay, Cam Newton or Steve McNair?
Cam Newton in his prime, baby.
Ooh. Cam Newton or Russell Wilson?
Cam Newton again, dog. I'm going Cam Newton, bro.
Cam Newton or Michael Vick?
Ha!
Oh, wow! Hey. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Ooh, cuz you got...
Okay, I see what this is. This is the feeling.
No. So is it... What time frame are we doing back in...
We're doing Vick? Whole motherfucking career.
Oh, career.
Because you know,
oh,
prizes that? Kept. Mike Vick on the Eagles is way better than Mike Vick on the Falcons.
You said Mike Vick. So I'm trying to like the beginning, Mike Vick. Cam Newton.
Who you want on the. No, this is who you want on your team.
On my team.
Yeah. Who you want as your quarterback? Who you like, man? We going to the playoffs. We going to the Super Bowl.
Cam Newton might be in there. He ain't never. Cam Newton. He been there.
All right. Now we bring in Megatron. Cam Newton or Patrick Mahomes?
See, this is bullshit. See, Patrick Mahomes, if he had the weapons that Cam Newton had, the weapons Patrick Mahomes had.
Who Patrick Mahomes had last year? He had the same niggas Cam Newton had when he went to Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he had Andy Reid, though. I'm sorry, man. Patrick Mahomes... I had to say Patrick Mahomes, bro. It hurt me deep. It's Patrick Mahomes, bro. 3-2, baby. Patrick. He's already a walking legend, bro. I'm sorry. Yeah. Cam, don't kick me out, man. You know what I'm saying? I know you're right down the street.
I think he agrees.
Yeah, okay. You sure?
I think he agrees. I think that he thinks that he's as good as him.
But he know.
But he didn't have, like you said, he ain't had Andy Reid.
Yeah.
And okay. He ain't never had Tyreek Hill or, he had Greg Olsen. And Greg Olsen in his prime, I put him up there with Travis Kelce.
Yeah, but he was more going to the end in his career with Carolina.
With Carolina.
Somebody was like, yeah, Ted Ginn, he's so similar to Tyreek Hill.
Nah. Ted Ginn was Ted Ginn at Ohio State. Cam Newton made Ted Ginn. We're not fucking doing that. Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin.
Voice the fucking pig.
No, bro, he
got
Kelvin Benjamin rookie year. That nigga was nice. He was nice his rookie year. After that, he was getting hurt and shit.
Yeah, gained weight and couldn't. A tight end. Like,
but Cam Newton.
Hey,
so I, yeah, I would put him second best black quarterback.
He up there, yeah. I get respect
because Pat him because we got a he got an MVP.
Yeah, and he was a beast, bro.
The only reason he
had a game plan
didn't
for
win the Super Bowl is because he went against an all time defense.
Yeah.
Like I'm correct me if I'm wrong. Going on the list that we have and who you would take over anybody, I got Cam first. What? I mean, my bad. Patrick Mahomes first.
Mm-hmm. What?
Cam.
What?
McNair.
What?
McNabb.
What?
And Russ.
What?
You putting Vic over?
I said Patrick, Cam, mm-hmm. then third. We gotta go right here. Third.
Third, I'm going Steve McNair.
Steve McNair over McNabb?
Fuck yeah. He got an MVP too.
He do.
And he should have had a full MVP, but they want to suck Peyton Manning, Dick. Because who are his receivers?
Yeah.
Kevin Dyson.
Yeah.
Yancey Thigpen.
Yeah, I could say.
Frank Wycheck.
Yeah, I could say Steve McNabb. I go back on that. Yes. The McNabb had receivers.
That nigga had T.O.
Yeah, T.O.
Nigga had, Shady McCoy.
Yeah.
Brian Westbrook.
Yeah.
He had niggas. Steve McNair had Eddie George.
Hey, Eddie George was a beast.
But this was like when niggas wasn't fucking throwing the ball to running backs and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just running. Yeah.
And he played with his whole body broke all the time. So yeah. I'm going to go with Steve McNair at three. Now, the two after that, we're saying
like
McNabb.
You don't like Vic?
I like Vic. It's just that.
He changed the evolution of the game.
Yes. But the career.
Yeah, the career.
You know, his cousin fucked his shit up.
If he didn't get in trouble with the dog fight,
he'd have been better than.
Yeah.
But McNabb had a better career overall.
Yeah. Now, what hurt was when he went to Washington, McNabb went to Washington.
Because Vic took his job.
Yeah, and Vic came to the Eagles and they whooped his ass on that Monday night game. They went crazy on him.
He had Vic come over to the Eagles and Vic took his job.
Yes, and then went crazy on him when they played each other that season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got McNabb. And who was your fifth?
I got Big Truss. I'm shaking between him and Russ.
But he ain't did nothing yet, man.
I know Russ won MVP,
but he ain't.
Russ
but
won
big games.
He got
he don't
two MVPs.
Up. Yeah, but big games. He ain't. He got to get me to the end. He got to get me to the AFC Championship and win it. Something. Get to the Super Bowl, man.
It might have to go Russ.
Because I'm like I like Lamar, man. I like him, man. This is here. He don't do it this year. It's door closing.
We've been saying that for 3 years.
No, I know, right? We've been saying this is his year. Sound like the Cowboys. This is our year. But no, I like his underdog story. Nobody wanted him. He had to get it out the mud, but man.
Oh, yeah. He's supposed to be a receiver. He can't throw.
Yeah.
Shout out Jamal. Him.
Yeah, but yeah, he gotta show up in that big game. He gotta
So we're taking Russ over. I mean, I don't have no problem with that. Russ.
Yeah. People hate on Russ because, you know, he's out, you know.
He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, could have won two, but
against Peyton Manning.
Yeah, could have won two.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
They can go back, they would have did what they were supposed to do.
Not throw the ball on the one.
Give it to Marshawn Lynch.
Anybody to play Madden.
Yes, no. Give it to the man that was killing, but they didn't want to get. They were mad at Marshawn Lynch.
I'm on the two.
They didn't want to give it.
And I got beast mode. I'm running the ball four times.
They didn't want to give it. They didn't want to give it to Marshawn Lynch, man. They didn't want to. They didn't want him to win to be the Super Bowl MVP.
That's crazy.
They didn't want him to be not him the one. I'm here. I don't get fined. No.
Yep. All right. So Russ. Russ is five.
I take Russ right now. Lamar got to show me something.
Damn.
He got two MVPs, but whoop de doo.
That's the
like you got whoop de doo. Like, he got to get to the. You got to win it, man. You got to get to at least get me to the Super Bowl. Get there one time. You ain't got to win it. Get there. Okay. Put Cam Newton on that team. Put Cam Newton on that team. Right now, Cam Newton is prime on that team.
It's damn,
over. It's over for him. Super Bowl. We be saying he damn Patrick Mahomes out here.
Damn, I ain't even think about that. Cam Newton and
in his prime.
Jackson. I don't know. I think Lamar Jackson would say that too.
What?
Cam Newton's better than
him. Yeah, he's kind of arrogant.
I don't think he's arrogant. I think he's just like, I'm really good.
Yeah, but put Cam Newton on that Ravens in his prime. Right now.
with a good coach.
Yeah, Cam going crazy.
Okay, okay. You think he'd be Josh Allen?
Yes.
Josh Allen is Cam Newton.
Yes. And they do a little fade. Cam Newton fade to Josh
Allen. Yeah. Is white Cam Newton.
White Cam Newton.
All right, all right. I'm down with that list. I'm down with that list.
Okay.
And see, I told you game time was going to be fun this time.
Yeah, you know, I had to think.
Finally.
1 + 2.
All right, man. Can't be bought.
Doom, doom, doom.
Can't be bought. Now, this one. Let's see. Yeah, we'll do this one.
Maybe have like a million of them. Which one would I choose today?
Work at your current job until you die, so you're not retiring.
Mm-hmm.
$1 million a year. Doing the same shit you're doing now.
My current job now, and I just got to die one day in there?
Yeah. You just can't retire. Yeah, but you just working that, you know.
I could probably do my job for $1 million a year, too. My job ain't that bad. $1 million a year? Bruh, my job ain't that hard. You know, it has its stressful days. Get me wrong, but $1 million, I could make it work. PTO going to be crazy, though. I be PTO rack up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I can still enjoy it. The way my job is, I can take time off. I can enjoy it. I'm going to leave.
So forget loopholes. That surge you ever need for like 5 years.
Yeah, man, million, I get millions. Like my family be straight. My son will be straight for years.
It's just like, damn, I just gotta go to work every when I
every day. Like, well,
BTO,
yeah,
shit, I got like weekends off and all that. But I got money though.
Yeah,
it's just a damn like. See, if I live, I'm 80. I'm going to work.
I said, the lady that did my glasses was 77 and she was still working. She like, I retired twice. I'm sitting there like, so I'm like, she's older, but how old is she? She's like, yeah, I retired twice.
The money. The economy fucked up.
Yeah, messed up. She said, you know, you got to work to live. And her husband's still working. He 80. I'm like, I said, man.
I say this all the time. Like, I ain't got to live in America.
Yeah, that's the boy.
I ain't got to live in
America. We can go to South America. I get to learn some Spanish, hooked on phonics.
Hell yeah. Give me a bullshit. I'll work remote and live like a king somewhere else.
Yeah.
The same shit with this, though. $1 million, you just work.
Yeah. My job won't never let me work remote. You got to see your faces.
I'm definitely doing that.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm
definitely doing that shit. Like, fuck out of here.
My job ain't that bad. I'm like, I'm taking off these next 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be back in school. Oh, yeah. I'll come out to the little convention. Fine. Yeah, I'm definitely doing that shit.
Yeah, $1 million is what I currently do.
This is going to suck. Like, damn, I'm still going to work. Like, niggas is like, hey, I'm at home with the grandkids.
You said if I got to work, what if I get fired? Then it's different.
You're not getting fired. In this scenario, you work until you die. And like your performance, they just gonna put you in some, they just gonna make you do some more bullshit. So like you can't get yourself fired.
Dang.
None of that.
Damn. Yeah.
You just gonna me too yourself. You going to jail.
Yeah. I told you, $1 million, I'm working it. My wife already said I love that job anyway.
Oh, she calls you a company man?
Yeah. No, uppity man. I'm like, baby, I'm trying to keep my job, man. What are you talking about? Yes, sir.
I got kids.
Yeah, I got kids. I say that job for real now. I got kids.
Oh, man. All right, man. Shout outs.
Yo, man. Shout out to my wife, my little man, Chase, man. He had shots this week, but he feel a little bit better. Light on you, immune. Thanks for coming on the show. I'm back on the show, man. You know what
appreciate
I'm saying?
You, man.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Panthers. You know, let's keep the winning good.
1-2.
You know
one
what I'm saying? We let's do good against the Patriots. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you can win that. You can win that.
I got to see 2 weeks, man.
See, you can't. I'm going to feel the same way.
Yeah, like, you know, this could be, you know, the next week, you know. We look like the Falcons. Like,
oh!
You know, so it can happen, so, you know. But yeah, man, no, appreciate being on the show, man.
Man, appreciate you, man. Shout out my family. I want to shout you out. Appreciate you coming on, showing up and showing out. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
black man, black history in the making man over here. You know what I'm saying? Wanna shout out listeners, everything y'all do for us. Listen.
What?
Watch.
What?
Subscribe.
What?
Share.
What?
Comment.
What?
What you call it? Damn, I had a shit every time. I don't know why I would say free for all. What you call it?
What?
Shit on us.
What?
Big up us.
What?
All that shit, man. Look at my bedtime thing going on. But, I also want to shout out listeners. I mean, I already did that. My bad. Shout out. Damn. Why am I fucking. I'm not even drunk. Shout out Dreamers Clothing Line. Shout out King ODZ. I think he coming out with a new project real soon. Shout out Stacks 100, Stacked Up Sundays. We freestyle every Sunday. Check him out at The Real Stacks 100 on Instagram. Let me see. Again, listeners, appreciate you. Appreciate you, Big Chris, man. And other than that, we are out.
Peace.
This has been the I Ain't Going Show. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Audible. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and follow.